Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming. My name is David Kaiser. I'm the department head of MIT's program in Science, Technology, and Society. It's a great honor to welcome you to the 2013-14 Arthur Miller Lecture on Science and Ethics. Before I introduce today's event, I want to let you know about some other events coming up soon that I think will also hopefully be of interest. In just about a month from now, so on Thursday, April 3rd, mark your calendars, Thursday, April 3rd, STS will be hosting another special event in the Wong Auditorium. That's building E51 for the locals. It will host the award-winning filmmaker Oliver Stone and his recent partner in an interesting project, Peter Kuznick. Peter is an American historian and historian of science based at American University. Together, as some of you may know, they produced a mini-series for Showtime called The Untold History of the United States, fascinating series of documentaries. And on Thursday, April 3rd, we'll have both Oliver Stone and Peter Kuznick here to watch one of the episodes they've made together on the use of nuclear weapons at the end of World War II against Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It's an hour-long documentary, and then followed by discussion with Stone and Kuznick here, and hopefully all of you and many more. So it's free and open to the public, 4 p.m. on Thursday, April 3rd, and you will likely get 10,000 more emails reminding you. But nonetheless, we'll have some flyers out front. I think it will be a very interesting event, a very fascinating collaboration between an historian and a filmmaker. So please come back for that. And in the meantime now, it's my pleasure to welcome you more officially to the Miller Lecture. The Arthur Miller Lecture in Science and Ethics is held every year here at MIT. It honors the memory of Arthur Miller, who is himself an MIT alumnus. He completed his undergraduate degree in 1934 and his PhD here in 1938. Miller was noted for his work in electronic measurement and instrumentation. During World War II, he worked at the famous radiation lab, or the RAD lab, right here on campus. He later worked for many years to improve medical devices. Among his long-lasting contributions include methods to reduce shock hazards in hospital monitoring systems. He also greatly improved commercial cardiographs, featuring new techniques to isolate patients from line and ground. The Miller Lecture has been hosted by MIT's Program in Science, Technology, and Society for many years, thanks to the generosity of Arthur Miller's family, several members of whom are here today. It's an annual event open to the entire MIT community and beyond, focusing on themes at the intersection of science and ethics. Thanks to the Miller family's great generosity, we've been able to host a remarkable set of speakers for the Miller Lecture over the years, including Paul Farmer, the co-founder of Partners in Health, and presently United Nations Secretary General's Special Advisor for Community-Based Medicine, Jim Kim, formerly of Harvard Medical School, former president of Dartmouth College, now president of the World Bank. Most recently, just last year, we hosted Martha Farah, professor at the University of Pennsylvania, director of Penn's Center for Neuroscience and Society, and of course many other distinguished speakers as well.